All of Australia's biggest banks have lifted home loan interest rates after the Reserve Bank's decision to hike rates for the first time in more than a decade. The official rate is now 0.35%, and homeowners will have to prepare for more increases, with the Reserve Bank governor signalling yesterday the official rate is likely to reach 2.5%. Of course, it's happening in the middle of an election campaign, and our reporter David Lipson joins me. David, this is another defining moment of the election campaign. How is it being framed by Labor and the Coalition?
Sabra, good morning. Well, just as in politics more broadly, it's not uncommon for election campaigns to be dominated by so-called unplanned events, although just like the opposition leader getting COVID in the midst of the campaign, many would say an interest rate rise was very much on the cards here. It is, regardless, a tectonic shift for the nation, a new era of rising prices, the Reserve Bank forecasting 6% inflation by the end of the year, even higher than the shock 5.1% recorded last week, along with this expectation now of a conga line of interest rate rises all the way through until next year at least. And really all the politicians can do at this point of the campaign is respond with the best rhetoric they can muster. The government saying it's a sign the economy is actually coming back strongly after the pandemic. Whether people are actually feeling that on the ground is another matter. On the one hand, members of the government saying it's proof the government has shielded Australia through the toughest of times and they couldn't possibly trust Labor to do that. While on the other, they're seeking to distance themselves from this rate rise. Here was the Treasurer Josh Frydenberg on 7:30.
The Governor and the Board of the Reserve Bank are independent of government and they take decisions based on the economic data available to them. And they've made it very clearly in their statement today that it's been international factors that have been driving up inflation and they have moved as other central banks around the rest of the world have moved.
Yes, absolutely. There have been international factors that have driven this decision. But the reality is that big spending promises by the government have also contributed to this rate rise. The Reserve Bank is really now trying to cool the economy down. Government stimulus is adding fuel to it. So they're working at cross purposes. Now, the opposition is saying this rate rise is proof that the government's economic reputation is in tatters. But it's important to note that Labor has matched almost all of the government's spending promises and added some of its own as well. Here's the Shadow Treasurer, Jim Chalmers.
The choice at the election is between our economic plan, which will strengthen the economy in a high inflation environment and deliver a better future, versus a government which has vacated the field. They spent all their time today, all their time in recent times, pretending that they have absolutely nothing to do with the economy.
So, David, how are voters responding to all of this?
Well, of course, we can't know for sure until we get the results of the election, but this is clearly something that the Prime Minister didn't need 2.5 weeks out from polling day at a time when the published polls show he is chasing Labor. We all remember the last time that we saw an interest rate rise during an election campaign. That was 2007, and John Howard was turfed out of office just 2 weeks later. Of course, there were, though, a litany of other factors in that campaign. For a sense of how voters see it, reporter Gavin Coote took his microphone to Sydney's CBD.
Yeah, I didn't think it would go that much. I thought it might go up, 0.15 or something, but not. I didn't think it would go to 0.25. Yeah, the government's got to take some, well, I wouldn't say blame, but they've got to accept some responsibility. But so has everybody else.
Will it change your vote or those around you, do you think, this cost of living question?
I think most people these days have made their minds up. You've got swinging voters. I'm a swinging voter. I've decided who I'm voting for, and I would be quite happy to say that the Liberal government has done a good job. Will they get in again? I don't know. I think you'll just have to wait to see what the swinging voters come out with.
I think in the current climate of average inflation rates going up, I can't see what the alternative would have been.
Do you think the government bears some responsibility for this?
Yes, I do. I can't agree that it can all be put down to the pandemic and the war in the Ukraine and something else, whatever is being sprouted. But I don't hold them solely responsible. I think whoever comes into power is going to have a big problem on its hands over the next, I would say, probably 3 to 5 years in working through where we are at the moment. Yeah.
If Labor is elected, do you think they are up to that task?
I think they're up to the task, but they're going to have as much of an uphill battle as the coalition.
I got a mortgage, so I just thought the next election, how much I'm going to be extra. That's the first thought I have.
Is it something that you blame the government for? Does the government need...
No, I think like they've already done so much during this pandemic. I think they've done a good job. And Labour, they always seems to be against the businesses.
It's going to be hard on people who have just scraped through on very low interest rates and maybe bought houses on the low interest rates, but they should have thought, what happens if it goes up?
Do you think it will change people's vote or change your vote, this cost of living?
Change my vote.
So you've already decided?
Oh, yes. Won't be the Liberals.
So you think Labor might be a better place to handle the economy now?
Possibly. Better than the Liberals. Even if we have a hung parliament, that might be the best thing. They could cooperate.
Voters in Sydney's CBD there, and before them, our reporter David Lipson.